Fight not the helicopteric Kamishi. First night, Svirata Omer Tavshin Samachet. What I'm going to do is read the first two Mishnayos, because it's clear that the Gemara is basically referring to both of them. We really are going to need to know the next Mishnah. So let's do first the Mishnayos, and we'll get back to the Pirush in the Mishnah. Beit Shammai Omrim, Hegdesh Ta'ut Hegdesh, Ubeit Hillel Omrim, Eino Hegdesh. Now, the only reason that we're bringing this up here in the Zirut, we've had this discussion in the Dar, is because we're going to be discussing in this parak Te'uyot in the Zirut, and see how it is that that relates to the overall machlokas about Kedusha b'Ta'ut. But since a Nazir is called Kadosh, so we relate the Inyanim of Naziris to Kedusha, and it's Nogea also She'ela, because the same way you can't be Shoyal on Hegdash on Libet Beit Shammai, L'chora you should not be able to be Shoyal on Nazirah. So because of that, we need to examine that in the context of Nazirah. So Beit Shammai holds that even if somebody made a mistake when he was marketing something, the Hegdash is still Chal, and we'll see what the case is. Beit Hillel Omrim, no, the Hegdash is not Chal. Ketza, what do we mean by a mistake? Amar Shor Shachor, she etzemi beiti rishon areyu Hegdash. The Shor Shachor, that's going to be first Shor out of my house. It turns out there was not a Shor Shachor that was first out of his house after all. Yatzal Abba, it's a white Shor that came out of his house. Beit Shammai Omrim Hegdesh anyway. This is one way of understanding the Mishnah. We'll take this as our openers, and then we'll get to discussing what the options are. Beit Hillel Omrim Eino Hegdesh. Where a guy says, okay, watch me pull a dinner zav out of a hat. That's going to be Hegdesh. And he puts his hand in the hat, and out comes a dinner of kesef. So Beit Shammai Omrim is hegdesh anyway. Beit Hillel Omrim Eino Hegdesh. Chavicha Yayin, Shetale B'Yadi Rishona. Watch me pull a barrel of wine out of the wine cellar. So he takes it out, and it turns out to be a barrel of oil. El Tashor Shemen. Beit Shammai Omrim Hegdesh, Beit Hillel Omrim Eino Hegdesh. Now even though these cases seem to be basically redundant, we'll see in the Gemara grounds for their not being redundant. But even according to the Pashtas, the Mefarshei HaMishnah, the Rambam, let's say, in the Pirush of the Mishnayos, so he explains like this. The opening is talking about Hegdash HaGuf. Okay, so Hegdash HaGuf, I need that. Hegdash HaGuf is much more chomer. So maybe over there it's Tofes, filu b'ta'ut. But the second case is talking about Kedushas Domi. He's giving money, he's dedicating money. And Tosfos with Yom Tov adds that the third case is also Kiddush, because the second case talking about money is a direct gift of money to Hegdash. But Sheinkein, the wine and the Shevet that he's giving, and he's giving it over here not from Menachos, he's giving it as its value, basically. So now it's going to have to be sold. So it's even a weaker level of Kiddusha, because he's giving only the value that will be realized from it to Hegdash. Nonetheless, Beit Shammai Omrim Hegdash. Beit Shammai Omrim Hegdesh, okay, says the Gemara, my time I had to Beit Shammai. What would be the reason to say that even though something is done with Ta'ut, it's still considered to...
What were you going to do, the second Mishnah first?
Yes, you're right. Thank you very much. It's just similar. It continues the Mishnah. Nisha Nadar Benazir, V'nish Alechacha, V'yasro. So somebody was now made a neder, the Nazirut. And he's been assuming that it wasn't really a good neder, and he's been eating, he's been drinking wine, and being metamel basim, and ignoring his nazirut. Somebody says to him, excuse me, Joe, but weren't you a nazir? But why don't you ask a rabbi? So he goes and asks the chacham, and the chacham says, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that was a good nazirut. Now, the truth is that we could have learned it, but parshas, nishal chacham, he went to be shoyal chacham on his neder. However, we're going to see that Beit Shammai is Moda in this case. But Beit Shammai holds that there is no She'elah on Hegdash, and therefore there is no She'elah on Nazir. Therefore, the only way to understand the Mishnah is not that he was being She'el on the Nether, which is usually the way we would use the word, but rather, V'nish'al le'chacham would mean he went to ask the Chacham whether the language that he used for the Nazirut was in fact a valid language for Nazirut. Now there, even Beit Shammai is Beida, that in such a case, that's even worse than Hegdash B'Ta'ut. The guy sets aside a carbon for a Nazirut that never existed. That carbon's not called Hekdesh Ta'ut. It's just, there's no, I'm setting aside the Chatas for my Nizirut. Well, there is no Nizirut. There's no Chatas. That's not Hekdesh Ta'ut. So in this case, even Beit Shammai is Moda. Then if the Chacha would have told him, no, that's not a Lashon of Nizirut. So then obviously Beit Shammai is not saying, Hekdesh not using the right Lashon is Hekdesh. That's not what he's saying. He's saying a Hekdesh that you didn't mean fully to create this Hekdesh. But over here, you can't create Hekdesh by using a Lashon of Chulin. So over here, we're talking about a little bit of Beit Shammai. We'd be talking about a case, therefore, the Mishnah, because we'll see Beit Hillel is going to use this against Beit Shammai, the Mishnah has to be understood as a case in which he's asking about the very language that he used to create the Nazirus in the first place. So the Chacham tells him, well, you know, you've been a Nazir the whole time. Says the Mishnah, Monem Yishashin Adar, he could continue to count from the time of the Neder, despite the fact that he wasn't taking the Neder seriously. So even though he was now Metame Lamesim, sorry, not Metame Lamesim, even though he's now drinking wine, it doesn't matter. His Naziris counts. How about if he asks the Chacham, and the Chacham says, no, that's not Lashon Naziris, Vitira. Vaitalo Behema Mufreshet, and he had already set aside now his Behemot for his Nazirut. Makes no difference. They'd save it, Tera Eva Eder. Since there was no Nazirut, there cannot be the Korban of the Nazirut. The whole thing was a big mistake. We forget about it. Amru Beit Hillel LeBeit Shammai. So Beit Hillel says to Beit Shammai, Hi atem modim bezeh, shehu hekdesh? Don't you agree in this case that this is a hekdesh ta'ut? Shehu hekdesh ta'ut sheteitzei v'teira ebe eda? Don't you agree that in this case the animal would go out and would graze freely? Amar lehen Beit Shammai. Now, obviously, the truth is that Beit Shammai should turn to Beit Hillel at this point and say, what does this have to do with the issue? I'm talking about Hekdesh Ta'ut, where the language was accurate and the intent was a mistake. Over here, you're bringing me a case where the language was inaccurate. So that's not Hekdesh Ta'ut. That's less than Hekdesh Ta'ut. It's true, says Tosis. Of course, Beit Shammai could have said this at this point. But we often find that in Machlokasin, each side will say, you know what, let's grant you what you're saying. You want to compare it to Hekdesh? Fine. Talking about it from your own point of view, I'll turn the tables on you, and I'll also ask you a dumb question. So we've seen this very often. So instead of saying, this has nothing to do with my argument in the first part of the Mishnah, Beit Shammai says, look, you want to throw arguments on each other about Hekdesh Ta'ut? No, I'll throw you an argument. Amar lahem Beit Shammai, person is counting his maaser animals that are coming out one by one, and he loses count. So if he calls number 9 number 10, or he makes a mistake, he calls number 11 number 10, or he makes a mistake, he calls number 10 number 9. We learn out from Psukim that in all of these cases, the animal is mikudash, no matter what. Nu, says Beit Shammai. Here you go. It's a case of Hekdesh Ta'ut. And it's good Hekdesh. You see I'm right. Hekdesh Ta'ut is Hekdesh. Amalim Beit Hillel, what does that have to do with it? Lo Hashevet Kitcho. Let me ask you, what are you saying over there? It's because the guy laid the stick that he was using to count, and he used the wrong count. That's what makes it Kodesh. Is that what you think? And suppose he would have used the same stick on the animal number 8, and he would have called it number 10. Or he would have used it on animal number 12, and he would have said animal 12 is number 10. You think it would have made the slightest bit of difference? It would not have. Because this halacha is learned from the pasuk. It's a gzeres hakasuf. And we learn it out from kol ha-maaser, and it only is marba one animal up against the one that actually was the 10th. So either the 11th or the 9th can be kadosh b'ta'ut from the pasuk. So therefore, it says, well, what does it have to do with it? It's not the fact that he counted it this way that makes it Kodesh. I mean, you think the guy would have done anything if he would have called the 8th animal number 10? Would have called the 12th animal number 10? Ela katuv shekidesh ha'asiri. The same gzerata katuv that told us that there's a din of kedushat ma'aser on number 10 is the same ratzon Hashem in the posuk that is mekadesh the tishi and the achadasar. This has nothing to do with his lashon. Okay, so now getting back to the Gemara. Beit Shammai Omri, Hekdesh Ta'ut is Hekdesh. Where would they get such a thing from? My Tamar, the Beit Shammai. the Alfinan Trilat Hekdesh Misof Hekdesh. That this is not to be confused necessarily with the other elements that Beit Shammai has spoken about, whether Yesh She'elah Behekdesh, or whether there is Toch Kedei Dibur Behekdesh, because there is other inyani, namely that when someone does something very momentous, he doesn't really leave options for himself to get out of it. He's fully committed. So you don't necessarily have to come in. We know that Beit Shammai holds, for sure, that there's no, we had this earlier in the Dorim, that there is no She'ela on Hegdash. We know there's no She'ela on Naziris. But we've assumed all along that that's the same thing as there is Hegdash but Ta'ut, there's no Ta'ut in Hegdash. But it's not necessarily connected. So what the Mishnah here seems to be saying is, again, a guy said the first shor, the white shor that's going to come out of the house, number one, that's the shor that's Kodesh. And instead there is no white shor that comes out, a black shor comes out, right? And nonetheless, he's saying that, difference, black or white, we're all the same. You know? So therefore, it's a good Hekdesh. Where would he get such a thing from? Well, says the Gemara, Yalfinu Trilat Hekdesh Misof Hekdesh. We have a concept called the last stage of Hekdesh. The last stage of Hekdesh refers to a case where you have an animal that's already Kodesh, and you make a Temura. What do you mean you make a Temura? You take another animal, and you say, I want this one to be in place of that one. When you do such a thing, the Torah says, not only is the new one going to become Kodesh, the old one's going to remain Kodesh. Now you're going to have two Kodesh animals. And not only that, but we learn from the extra pasuk yeah, that even if you didn't mean it completely, you meant to say you wanted to be a tour of an island, instead you had an island of Shlomim, you pointed the wrong one, you said it should be a tour of Shlomim, you really need a tour of the island. Doesn't matter. It's whatever you said, it's going to be chal. Even b'ta'ut, even though you intended to say something else. So says Beit Shammai, well look, if, when you're making a Temura, that's true, we can learn out the Etzem Din of Hekdesh from Temura, right? I mean, just like a Temura, af b'ta'ut, even though he made a Ta'ut, the Torah says specifically that it is a Hekdesh, despite the fact that you made a mistake. So too, the af Hekdesh, afilu b'ta'ut, so you said the white shor, well, that's like saying it should be the Eila, should be Kodesh, and you really meant the Shlomi. So if you said the white shor, you really meant the black shor. Who Beit Hillel says, well, that's no comparison. Temura is you already have Kedusha. Now it's a question of transferring Kedusha. To transfer Kedusha is always easier than to create Kedusha. Maybe Achute Hekdesh, but Achute Hekdesh, but Ta'ut lo machtina. You cannot create something without a full intent for exactly what it is that you're saying. So how can you really learn the beginning of Hekdesh from the Dinim of Temura? Okay, says the Gemara, assuming that this is the Machlokas, it doesn't really make any sense what Beit Shammai is. I mean, there's no comparison of the case to Temura. The case of Temura, we're doing what he said. Except that he made a mistake in what he said. And he meant to say, the Ayla, and instead he says, the Shlomi. So if there was a Shlomi in there, it's going to be a Temura and a Shlomi. So all that it says is, a guy says something, tough. Whatever he says is binding. What does that do with our mission? The guy said something, and what he said never happened. Let me give you a case in Temura, would be exactly the same thing. The guy says, this should be a Temura at midday. Are we going to make it a Temura now? We're going to say when midday comes, that's when it's a Temura, right? Fine. So if he says, this should be Hekdesh when it's a black shor, and it's a white shor. Now learn it out from Temura. No, what are you going to learn out from Temura? That it's not Hekdesh. You're telling me I'm learning out from Temura that it is Hekdesh. I understand. It's no comparison. Let's take a look at that inside. Says the Gemara, I don't get it. Let's say a guy would have said a lashon of Temura. At noon, this animal should be a Temura for that animal. What are you going to say? You're going to say, well, it's a Temura right now. Why would we say such things? Ridiculous. Has it become a Temura now? So when what he said would happen happens, that's when it happens. So when what he said happens, it'll happen. But it didn't. He said, the black charter comes out of my house first, and it didn't come out, so it didn't happen. That's like saying, it should be a Temura at noon, And it's not noon, but he said noon, so now it'll be a tumor before noon. But it's crazy. What you're saying is just, I mean, it's just words. What's the connection? When the thing happens, that's when it's going to be chal. This lashon of megalia milta is not the standard megalia milta that we use in the Bavli, which means when we find out, we discover something that we didn't know. It simply means when the event that is referred to will come into being. So over here, that event doesn't come into being. The black shard never did come out of the house first. Amr Papa says, "Amr Papa, you guys got the whole thing wrong. Beit Shammai never said black shard is going to be over here." Amr Papa. Rav Papa says, "You guys have it all wrong. You took for granted that the meaning is that even though the shard that came out was not the shard that he said there was going to be a black shard coming out. It turned out to be a white shard. And you said, well, it doesn't matter what's the difference, white, black. It's Hagdish anyway, right? That's not what the Mishnah means at all. What the Mishnah means is, at the point that a black shard will come out, then the black shard that comes out first before any other black shard, the first black shard to come out will be the one that's coded. Now, even though he doesn't say it correctly, he should have said, Shora Shachor Sheyetzei Rishon, right? Fine. What he means is that. So it's a little bit confusing, right? You say, instead of saying Shor Hashor Hashachor Harishon Sheyetzei MiBeiti, he says Shor Shachor Sheyetzei MiBeiti Rishon. So therefore, what all that Beit Shammai is saying has nothing to do with the Tmura business, Bechlal. It's simply a question of how we understand the person's language. It has nothing to do with Hekdesh Ta'ut. You think Hekdesh Ta'ut means that it's a real mistake? Hekdesh Ta'ut means misleading language. That's all it means. Now let's take a look at that inside and see how he explains it. Om Rav Papa, Lekach Ne'emar Rishon. The point over here is when he said Rishon, he means Lekishe Yetzei Rishon. Whenever the first black shard to come out comes out. What do you mean? But he said the shar shachar. I mean, it sounds like he's got two shars, a white one and a black one. He's saying the shar shachar when it comes out, not like the first shar shachar. I mean, Mila Eskid and Lepe Elahai, aren't we talking about that he's only got one? No. That's what you think. You jump to conclusions. In reality, he's got two or three black shvarim, and he's saying the first black shar to come out. Beis Hillel says, then why did he say it? It's such a ridiculous way. I mean, you should have said shachar sheyetzei berishon, not shachar shachar sheyetzei b'beit rishon. Should have said the first shar shachar to come out. What would I rather be barnish l'ravashi? I don't understand. Why is that being called hekdesh b'taut? What Rav Papa is saying is that was his kavanah. That's what you're saying. That's hekdesh b'kavanah. That's not hekdesh b'taut. And ta'ut means you made a mistake. Kavanah means you said what you wanted to say. So you wanted it to be hekdesh. That's what he's saying. Well, no, you see, the point over here is, Ella, the reason is, mishum de'at aye. It should say over here, according to some of the magim, l'mashma'ute kam. Since our initial reading of the mashma'ut of this language is misleading, that's what hekdesh ta'ut means. Misleading hekdesh in language. Nonetheless, we have a right to penetrate this real intent and say, look, this guy is not just mouthing off, or what does he think he is, a prophet? The black shore will come out of my house, and when it does, he's obviously saying the first black shor that comes out. He just didn't say it very clearly. So that's all that it means. So it's ate liburikam. So in other words, what Rav Papa is saying is that actually Beit Shammai doesn't really believe that hekdesh b'taut is hekdesh. Beit Shammai just believes a hekdesh that is said in a misleading fashion is hekdesh, which is a bit misleading itself. Asks the Gemara, well, are you trying to say that Savri Beit Shammai hekdesh b'taut lo hali hekdesh? That actually Beit Shammai does not hold that a real mistake is nonetheless going to be binding? What's not? How about the continuation of our mission that we just learned? Mishnah Nadar ben Nazir v'nishala chachamim v'yitira. The guy thought he was a Nazir. He came and he went and asked the Chacham, was the language that I used for my Nazirut a good language of Nazirut or not? And the guy said, no, it's not. Vaitalu behema mufreshet, teitseve teira eva eider, that animal is not hegdish. Omru beit Hillel beit Shammai, so beit Hillel turns to beit Shammai and says to them, aha, you see? Niatem modim shehegdish b'ta'uti? Isn't this a case of hegdish b'ta'ut? And it's the din is teitseve teira eva eider. So obviously beit Hillel, I mean, it's not much of a question. As we said, Beit Shammai laughs off this attack. Beit Shammai says, whatever. Over here we're talking about the language of whether he ever became a Nazir in the first place. And when you make a Hegdash, Tosfos explains, you make a Hegdash, it doesn't exist. This should be the Chatas for my Nazir. There is no Nazir. So even the Beit Shammai is also noted that that's not called Hegdash at all. It's not Hegdash Ta'ut. That's less than Hegdash Ta'ut. It's a non-existent Hegdash. Okay, but anyway, but it's clear that Beit Hillel's intent was to ask a kasha on Beit Shammai with the assumption that Beit Shammai really and truly holds that Hegdash Ta'ut is not Hegdash. That's why they're asking about this case. Is Hegdash. This is true Hegdash Ta'ut. So how could Rav Papa say, no, but Beit Shammai never meant that. All Beit Shammai meant was misleading Hegdash. And we went, but Beit Hillel obviously doesn't agree with Rav Papa. So the Chavadah Savi Beit Shammai, the Hegdash Ta'ut, have Hegdash. Says Rav Papa, well, Beit Hillel just didn't know, you know. Beit Hillel assumed that Beit Shammai held that Hegdash B'Ta'ut is really Hegdash. So it was Beit Hillel who decided. They made a mistake. Savri ta'amayu de Beit Shammai mishub de Hegdash B'Ta'ut ave Hegdash. They thought that that was Beit Shammai's reasoning. And Beit Shammai said to them, but of course none of this appears in the Mishnah, but we can understand between the lines that Beit Shammai said to them, look guys, first of all, lay off, because I never held that. I never said that Hegdash B'Ta'ut. But anyway, I mean, even according to you, you think this is a kasha? What a dumb kasha. I'll throw you a dumb kasha too. And therefore, he counterattacks with his okay. So Beit Shammai says, that's not the reason. It's Mishum Da'atayi L'Diburei Kamei. What? So you are still agreeing that Beit Shammai holds that Hegdash B'Ta'ut is not Hegdash? Now this is yet the next Mishnah. Okay, but since there's a Mishnah, we might want to read all of them. But we're getting a nice advance trailer of the Mishnayos that are coming. So Shishah should say, six guys are walking along the road. Shishah shayu ma'alchim b'derech. And there's a guy coming. And that guy that's coming looks like Abba. So one of them says, that's definitely Abba. Now, they had no idea that Abba's katona changed his shape, his gait, and so on and so forth. This guy made a completely misidentification. So he says, you know what, that's definitely Abba. Hareini Nazir Shezeh Ploni. The other guy says, nah, it doesn't look like that at all anymore. Hareini Nazir Shezeh Ploni. I'm telling you, that's not Abba. Then the third guy says, well, I'll tell you one thing. You sure as heck are both right. So I'm a Nazir. Yeah, at least one of you is a Nazir. And then the fourth guy says, well, and I'm a Nazir, that one of you for sure isn't a Nazir. And then the fifth guy says, well, I'm a Nazir, that both of you are Nazir. Because I believe that nobody goes around making themselves a Nazir just because that is Abba or isn't Abba. Basically, you're just using a thing that you wanted to do anyway. You obviously just want to be a Nazir, so you're making it dramatic, you know. Yeah, it's got it. I'm so positive I'll be a Nazir. So both of you are Naziri, because underlying your intent is to be a Nazir, whether it is, it isn't. I mean, it's just a cute bet. But certainly you're not making the Naziris based on whether it's Abba or not. And therefore you're all Naziri. Both of you are Naziri. And the sixth guy says, and I'm a Nazir, and every last one of you is a Nazir. Because the guy, I agree with that guy, and therefore he's right, and so all of you are Naziri. So therefore he's also a Nazir. So Beit Shammai Omrim, Kulam Nazirim. Beit Shammai says they're all Nazirim. Now how can they all be Nazirim? Right. Over here, certainly there's a Ta'ut somewhere. Either it is Abba or it isn't Abba. It couldn't be two people. So, what's the deal? Makatani Kulam Nazirim? Well, no, that's true. I mean, Amri, Savri Beit Shammai Hegdash B'Ta'ut Ave Hegdash. Rav Papa says, I'm not saying that Beit Shammai holds that Hegdash B'Ta'ut is not Hegdash. It is Hegdash. But that's mihata. That's from that case. But hachalo, not in this case. Because, look, that case has some relationship to the case in Tamura. You're telling me you want to learn out. This, by the way, not everyone learns like this, but...
Have you seen the Russian Gersa?
What Gersa? I didn't say anything.
Really?
Oh, the word Hatam, yeah. In the Bauhaus over there. So, the reason is, it makes a lot of sense. Many Rishonim learn what this means. It's true, you're right, I was wrong, he does all that, Tishpataut is indeed Hegdesh. But you had to prove it from that Mishnah. You couldn't have proven it from this Mishnah. But now that you proved it, you know, now I accept that that's the case. But another way of understanding it is that, look, the makar of learning that Hegdesh Petahut is Hegdesh would indeed have to be Tumura. And therefore, what he says has to be interpretable in terms of Tumura. So if a guy is making a statement like this, I say this is so-and-so, I'll be a Nazir. There it makes sense to say that he really is not making his naziris dependent on whether this is so-and-so or not. The man had an intention to be a netter, and he'd be a nazir, and he's using it to emphasize something. So basically, that's called naziris, says Beit Shammai. You'll say, but he didn't say exactly what he wanted to say. Well, in Tumura, he also didn't say exactly what he wanted to say. He said Tumura Sarim was really Tumura Shlomi. That doesn't matter when it comes to Tumura, so it doesn't matter when it comes to Hagdashidim. But in the case over here, it doesn't make any sense at all. You're saying a guy, what does he believe? He's a prophet? He doesn't believe he's a prophet. So it's, there's nothing to make a mistake about, you see.
On the black and white.
On the black and white. It's clear that he really meant that he only wants to make something Hagdish if it's the black one, not if it's the white one. That's the thing. So, I say, this is again another, what Rav Papa could be saying, I still stick with what I'm saying. But I agree that, yes, under other circumstances, Beit Shammai would indeed hold that Hegdesh B'Ta'ut is really Hegdesh. He's got to have something in common with the case of Tumura. And indeed, comes along now Abaye to say, it does have something in common with the case of Tumura. Our Mishnah has something in common with the case of Tumura. I'll tell you what your mistake is. You think this guy is talking like some weird prophet. In which case, obviously, he could only mean what he's saying. He doesn't, unless you think he's nuts. If he's nuts, he's not able to make an Hegdesh anyway. So you think the case is he's standing there in the morning and he's saying, ta-ta-da, the black shore is about to come out, and that's the one that should be Hegdesh. In that case, if it didn't come out and the white one came out, then he had no intention of making the white one because he wasn't prophesying. He was saying what he wants. And you can't learn out from Tumura. A guy says what he wants, we should do something he doesn't want. And Tumura, he said what he wants. I agree with you. But the mistake is wrong. After all, the reading is wrong. You use the word sheyetse. How do you know to read it sheyetse? Maybe it's to be read sheyatsa. Maybe what happened over here is the shor already walked out of the door. And this guy is a real cowboy. And he recognizes every shore by its footsteps. Right? So it's basically the same case as somebody was recognizing a person. He said, I'll be a nazir that is so-and-so. So over here the guy was saying, that shore, that was the black shore. Anyway, it should be Hegdesh. Turns out to be the white shore. Doesn't really matter if it's the white shore or the black shore. He's trying to make a shore Hegdesh. That I can't learn out from Tumura. That's the point. Says Abaye, we're not really interested over here in the specifics any more than we were in the case that you just brought. So therefore, says Abaye, loka salka daita, the case over here is not talking about the claim betzach, the guy's getting up in the morning and he's predicting that it's the shor shachar, which of course would not be a prediction. It would be a commitment only to the shor shachar. That's not the case. The case over here, Akumayaskinan, the claim betira, he's there in the afternoon. The shor already left the boat. The one that already came out, that one should be Hegdesh. They said, oh, you missed it, Joe. It wasn't the shor shachar. It was the Lavan. Oh, yes, indeed. So the Lavan nafak. V'yomar lahan. And he says, well, e avi yadana the Lavan nafak. No. The guy busted it when he cleaned up. Lo amar, lo amri shachar. If I would have known that, I never would have said shachar. Because I had no intent of only being the black. I thought it was the black. So that indeed is very much similar the Tumura, and it's not much of a problem. Says the Gemara, how can a buyer read the Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about something that already happened? You can change the Sheyetze for Sheyatsa, but how are you going to change the Sheyaale? The next two cases are talking about things that will happen. It uses the future tense clearly, not as a function of Nikud, but the actual word. Look, dinner shows up, Sheyaale. The gold coin that will be coming up in my hand. So then the Rav Papa's point is very well taken by him. Yeah, this is a buyer, read that, Sha'Allah. And the next case, Chavit Shayayin Sheta'aleh. Yeah, read that, Sha'Allah. It already came up. And those are the cases in the Mishnah. It already happened. Okay, so what do we have now? We have, again, an opening attempt. Huh?
Should I plug it for a few minutes?
You can't unplug it without tearing it out, and that will break it. That's not the point. Somebody broke it. What he did was he pulled it out and detached the motor from the fridge. So now if you try to pull out the motor, the fridge, the motor stays behind. And if you pull it out too far, it just cracks the gas thing, which is why we don't want it to move. We'll have to carefully take it out and see if we can now adjust the motor that is no longer properly sitting in the fridge so that it doesn't resonate.
I think it was a coffee machine continually working.
No, it's not a good idea. I agree with you. We're going to have to buy a new one or repair it. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, at least it doesn't give you that countdown feeling. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, once again, we started off with what appeared to be a simple case. But Shama is saying, look, a guy makes a mistake. He says there's the shore that's black. Turns out to be a shor that's white, doesn't matter, the white shor is Kaddish. That's how we understood the Mishnah. And we said, how would you come up with something like that? The only way we'd come up would be from Tumura. Okay. Asks the Gemara, it doesn't connect to Tumura, because in Tumura, we do exactly what he said, whereas here we're not doing what he said. Says Rav Papa, no, we are doing what he said. And you were wrong to think that we're going to make the white shor Kaddish. What we do is we just simply understand what he said a little bit differently. That what he meant was the first of the black shvarim to go out, whenever that will be Kodesh, which is okay.
Does that mean that Hillel would say that the first one, according to that interpretation, the first one which comes out?
Hillel will say none of them is Kodesh, because it's a misleading language, and you can't make a kedusha that way. But the Hegdash Ta'ut over here is not that you made a mistake, but rather you used misleading language. That's all that it means, says Rav Papa. So we brought a couple proofs from other places, that Beit Shammai actually does hold the Hegdash Ta'ut with this Hegdash. And Rav Papa said, yes, I'm not saying he doesn't hold it. He does hold it, but not in this Mishnah. Because in this Mishnah, you can't learn it out from Tumura. That's how we were learning this. Or Rav Papa throws in the towel and says, okay, I give up. He does hold it. But you couldn't have known that from this Mishnah. Okay, fine. Why would we? I prefer my reading. Why? Because now the Gemara says, well, the reason that you're saying it doesn't work in this mission is because this mission is not comparable to Tumura. Because in Tumura, we do what the guy said, whereas over here we're doing the opposite of what the guy said. That's what your time is. I say, we are misreading of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not talking about a case where a man was saying the shor that will be coming out, where you're right, if he said that, he could only mean I only want to give the black shor that will be coming out. That's not what he said. He said the black shor that I'm sure was coming out. I heard that shor. I know that was a black shor. Anyway, I want that to be Kodesh. And it wasn't the black shor. Over there it's irrelevant, just as the identification of the guy who is coming in the mission later is irrelevant in the zero. That's what we're talking about. And that is similar to Tumura, because over there we could say there's nothing that he said that is necessarily indicative. He doesn't want it to be any other way. I was saying, but the language is not exact. It's okay, that I can see from Tumura. It doesn't have to be exact. Now, an entirely side point is, suppose this guy that they identified as Abba decided to buy some shvarim. He gets a lot of visitors. It's good to have your own ox in the backyard there, that way it's always available, whether it's to do work or whether to share. Anyway, says Rav Chisda, well, let me tell you something. I want to give you some good advice. If you're in the market for shvarim, if you see a lot of white shvarim, and there's a black shor mixed with them, the whole neighborhood goes to pot. One black shor in a white neighborhood is enough to ruin the value. It's lakya. On the other hand, now this piece really does not belong here, but we'll read it anyway. It doesn't belong here because it means something entirely different. Chivra b'uchma lakya, a white spot on a black shawl, is an indication of illness. And it's just very, very remotely related to the first case, which is talking about a black shawl mixed with white shvarim, and it takes down the overall value. Now, this is not racial. This is simply a cowboy's understanding of the market for shvarim. They found that there was a consistent relationship between the color of the hair of the shawl and the value of either the meat, or that we'll see later on what exactly it relates to. A shawl would need to take three things into consideration: how it works, how it tastes, and what its skin's value is. Okay, so here it seems to be saying that, look, white's better than black. Asks the Gemara from our Mishnah. And this, again, has nothing to do with anything that Eglish told. Forget about that. But what it's asking is like this. It's not. In our Mishnah, it says, Shachar she'et semi beiti rishon had. So now, even if we explain it the way Abaya said it, okay? So fine. I'm ready to accept that we're talking about over here a case where he's committing himself to a shor shakar, sorry, the way that we initially explained, that this is hekdesh b'ta'ut. This part works out better if we learn that we're ready to accept that this is a case of hekdesh ta'ut without any types of explanations as to why we're learning it from Tumur. So if we assume now that the guy was committing himself to the shor shakar that's coming out, and it turns out to be lavan, that will give him the Lavan Shor. It doesn't make any sense. Why? Because Kasal Kedaitach, we're going to show you in a moment why we thought that. But Kasal Kedaitach Ki Magdish Ba'ayin Ra'ah Magdish, a person who gives something to Hegdish is not interested in being expansive. If he's going to be giving something, it's what he said. He doesn't want to give something that's worth more than what he said. Okay? If that's true, how do you explain that Beit Shammai says that it's Hegdesh, even though it's white? According to you, white is worth more than black. And therefore, we should say, look, if he said black, he obviously meant, I don't want to go up any more than that. I'm ready to go for a black shawl. I'm not ready to go for a white shawl. And even if we explain it the way that Abaya said, we could say that there's a good point in his saying the black shawl, not just that he was saying, well, it sounds like the black. Why should we say that? If Rav Chisda is right in saying that there's a big difference between shvarim and the quality and the color of their hair, so then obviously the guy is interested in dedicating what he said. He doesn't want to go beyond that. You can't make a person give money when he doesn't want to give money. So how can you say, well, it's okay, what's the difference? Why? So it'll be another $100. Are you crazy? I can't afford another $100. So you see, Rav Chisda is wrong. The Elamaya, what are you going to try to tell me? That no, maybe your initial assumption is wrong, and actually a guy who gives things to Hegdesh is fine with, okay, it'll be another $100, big deal. No, he actually is giving Ba'ayin Yafa Magdish. He's being expansive. That's what's happening. So then how do you explain the next piece of the Mishnah? Dinar shel zahav she'alevi adi rishon. Can you tell me why the Mishnah chose a case where it was a golden coin that he commits himself to, and it turns out to be a silver coin? And it's still good. And you should tell me the big kiddush, no? He said the silver coin, it turns out to be a golden coin, but after all, I'm expensive. What's another $1,000 here and there? So obviously, since the Mishnah specifies that's only where the intent was gold and it turned out to be silver, that he's okay with that. It's clear that a magdish is ba'ayin ra'ah magdish, huh? So don't try to get out of it by that. Oh yeah? So Elamai, what are you claiming? That it's ba'ayin ra'ah magdish? So how do you explain the next case of the Mishnah? Chavicho yayin, shetalevi adi rishon, ve'ala shel shemen, be'chamay omrim hekdesh. Now, come on. Shemen is worth more than yayin, right? And over here it says, the guy was magdish, wine, and it turned out to be oil. So what's your problem with Rav Chisda? Same thing. He was magdish black, turned out to be white. Same thing, turned out to be oil. It was worth much more. So, and now, of course, we've got a problem with the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah's got to make up its mind. Is a Magdish Ba'ayin Yafa Magdish, or Magdish Ba'ayin Ra'ah Magdish? Says the Gemara, well, look, I mean, we have one case that says, spells it out to you, okay? The spelling out to you case is the Kesef and the Zav. There's no discussion about that. So if you're bothered by the last case, halakash, doesn't bother me. Because there are places where wine is worth more than oil. Namely in the Galil, where they got oil by the gallons, but wine is expensive. So the Galil Ashanu, the Chamra Adif Mimash. Okay. But now you gotta go back and understand. By the way, Tosfos uses this. The Tosfos in this daf are unfortunately located on Lamed Gimel on the base. Yeah, so it's a whole page, this whole beautiful page of Tosfos.
Oh my gosh.
And it explains it. It starts in the middle of Lamed Gimel on the Aleph. Yeah, because what Tosfos, no, because you see, what Tosfos does is he explains all the Mishnayos first. Because exactly what we did. Because the Gemara is using all the Mishnayos. He goes through all the Mishnayos. And then he doesn't get around to the Gemara until it's much later. So the printer just stuck in an extra page and made that Lamed Gimel on the page. Which is all one Tosfos. So we don't have much of a hard daf, you know, tomorrow.
It's not there.
Well, we don't have a daf, right? A suitable daf for traveling on Halloween. All right. Okay. In any event, we would have, not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. So in any event, we would have a problem with Rav Chisda from the opening case. Because according to Rav Chisda, if white is better than black, then the Mishnah should not accept the netter of the white if all he wanted to give was a black. So now we can't say it was irrelevant. It's very relevant. What are you going to do with that? Reisha kasha, Rav Chisda, Amar lecha Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says to you, I wasn't talking about the same kind of shor that the Mishnah was talking about. I was talking about Karmanian shvarim. And if you ever watched Carmen, I mean, those dancing shvarim, those lovan is the best. But if you're talking about run-of-the-mill shvarim, let me tell you about that. Amar Rav Chisda. A black shor has the best skin. See? Told you it wasn't racist. Sumka, if it's a sort of a reddish hue, brown, that's the best meat. The white shor, chivra, is larad. So wait a minute, wait. It says the Gemara, this doesn't add up then. I thought Rav Chisda said, uchma b'chivra lakya. Why would it be lakya if a guy is coming to buy a shor? And he sees a bunch of black shvarim. He's thinking, he sees a bunch of white shvarim. He's saying, wow, those are good working shvarim. Now he sees a black shvarim. So what's he going to say? Oh, these are not a good group of working shvarim? No. He's going to say, oh, look at that. Maybe that one doesn't work as well, but boy, it's going to make me a lot of money with its skin. I mean, so what? Why is it lacking? It's fine. I just, you know, it sort of balances out. But Christa seems to be saying, white's always going to have a problem with a black shor in it. Why would that be? Kiyamri b'ktura de karmunai. Again, we're talking about those dancing shorim, you know. And those are really...
It had to come down to rhythm.
To rhythm, yeah. So therefore, it's all about...
Genetics. This is the genetic issue. It could ruin their purity?
No.
Are you mixed in?
No, it's just that those type of shorim are very good on all levels. This is not those of are very good both bashre and for ridya. And for basar, the lavan of the karboi is better across the board. Simple way of learning it. There's other ways of learning, but it's, you know, it's not all that nugya. We could do the Mishnah because we already did it. You want to do it in order, or we'll just do it in a quick review. Okay, so we did this Mishnah. We'll take your fantom and the kaparik, Mr. President, because we didn't have it originally. We'll have to tape it in. Doesn't really matter, Egdesh anyway. Chavit shel yayin, shetaleh biyadi rishon, areo egdesh. Rotash shel shemen, shemayim imegdesh, betilel omrim eino egdesh. Beit Shammai remake this. My Tamai, the Beit Shammai, Yafir Tchilat Hekdesh, we saw Hekdesh. Mat Mura, Filu Betaut, Afekdesh, Afilu Betaut. Ubeit Hillel Omri. Okay, Animile Tmura, because the Hekdesh is already there. Avalachute Hekdesh Betaut, Lo Machtira. So it's like, but even according to Beit Shammai, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, Ma'ilu Ama, raise the attack, Atzel Chatzia Yom. So what are you going to say? He said Chatzia Yom, but it's going to be Tmura anyway. Ma'ishaita, obviously not. So then here too, if he's saying the black shore, so when that happens, it'll happen, but it hasn't happened. So now you guys got all backwards. It's the black shore that's going to be Kaddish, not the white shore. He means the first black shore to come out. That's all he's saying. What do you mean? But that would imply that there were more than one black shor. I mean, the way it's setting it, shor shachor koma, sounds like mila eskin let le'elaha. Lo tzich le'elay train tlat. Beit Hillel says, nonetheless, Beit Hillel, take out that word, the aleph, Beit Hillel, im kein, it should say, shor shachor sheyetze barishon, not shor shachor sheyetze mi'beiti rishon, mi'boile. I don't quite understand how Rav Papa is reading the Mishnah. I mean, why are we calling it Hekdesh Ta'ut? It's not Hekdesh Ta'ut. Hekdesh B'Ta'ut? That's my book. That's Hekdesh B'Kavanah. Now, Ela Mishum Da'atei Mashma'uta Kama. The guy's initial Mashma'ut is very misleading. In that sense, it's Ta'ut. So it's Ta'ut in that it's Mat'eh. Not a Ta'ut that he made a mistake. It's a ta'ut in that it's misleading. That's how we're using the word. V'sabu b'chamai hekdesh, v'ta'ut lo havi hekdesh. V'atzra mishin adar b'nazir v'nishal l'chacham v'hitiro. V'ital lo b'imam u'freshet, t'etzei v'teira eba eder. And the mission continues to say, Amr b'tunel b'et shamai, yatem odim shekdesh b'ta'utu, v'teitzei v'teira eba eder. So obviously, I mean, b'et shamai is saying that the issue is over your Hekdesh B'Ta'ut, but otherwise, Beit Hillel is not saying anything reasonable. No, it's Beit Hillel Ludekato, says Rav Papa. They made the mistake of thinking that Tamayel Beit Shammai should be Hekdesh B'Ta'ut, but actually, Amal on Beit Shammai has nothing to do with Hekdesh B'Ta'ut. Al Mishum, the Atayeh, Lamashbote Kama. So what, the Sabri Beit Shammai? Hekdesh b'ta'ut lo havi hekdesh. You can't get away with that. Toshma shisha shayu malachim baderech. V'chad b'akin ekdam v'amar echad harini nazir shezeh ploni. V'chad amar harini nazir she'ein zeh ploni. And the third guy says harini nazir she'echad b'chem nazir. And the fourth guy says harini nazir she'ein echad b'chem nazir. The fifth guy says, that doesn't mean that neither of you are nazir. It means that one of you is not a nazir. The fifth guy says, I'm a nazir because that both of you are nazirim. And the sixth guy says, and I say every last one of the five of you are nazirim. Kuchem nazirim. So Beit Shammai amrim kulam nazirim. So what are you going to tell me over there? What? I mean, obviously that's a gnesh ta'ut. I mean, a guy can't be everything. Plus and minus. I mean, ole Beit ta'utu v'gatari kulam nazirim. Says Beit, says Papa, yeah. I mean, it's true. Sabri Beit Shammai Hekdesh B'Ta'ut Havi Hekdesh. Mihat. Avalach, hello? You can't bring a raya from here. Or, here it isn't true that it's because of Hekdesh Ta'ut, because then it couldn't be learned out from Tmura. This case is too far-fetched for the case of Tmura to apply to it. It's against what he's saying. Abaya Amar, it's not against what he's saying. You're just reading the Mishnah wrong. Look at Sakadak to coin bit Safra. Okay, he's getting a coin bit Tiara. And he didn't say, Shoshka Sheyetse, he said Shoshka Sheyatsa. Mi Beiti Rishon Avi Egeshem, he's a cowboy. And he identified its footsteps. So they tell him, well, you must have had a lot to drink last night because it was a lover that was Nafak. So he says, okay, Yavi Adina, the lover Nafak, Lo Ami Shachor, right? So he himself is indicating that's not his ikar problem. He just wants the shor to be Hekdesh. So now, that case is the only case that the Mishnah would be referring to, could be learned from tomorrow. What's a mimad? The same with the kind of tira, I see. Or k'tani dinner shows up, she ya'ale. Read that she'ala. B'chom et she'ayayin she'ta'ale. Read that she'alta. Omer v'chista. Uchma v'chivra lakya. Chivra v'uchma is also lakya in a completely different sense. Now, it's not. Shor shachor, she'atzah, or she'atzeh mi beiti rishon edesh. So, kasagudaita. That a magdish is ba'ayin ra'am magdish, and nonetheless, Beit Shammai says, Avi Hegdash, now that doesn't make any sense. How do you say Avi Hegdash if the Shor Lavan is worth more than the Shor Shachor, according to what Rav Chisda say? The Elamai, I get it. So what are you talking about? Ba'in Yotha Magdish. How would you learn the next piece? Dinar Shazaf, Shia Levi Adi Rishon, Vala Kesef, Beit Shammai Omri Magdish. So it's gotta be that it's indeed it can't be ba'ayin yafa. So what about the next case? L'shemen, how about the case of chavit shel yayin shetale? So what are you saying? Ma'ayin roi makdish, chavit shel yayin shetale b'yadi rishon, v'alo shel shemen, b'yad shemay omri makdish. I mean, shemen is odif m'yayin. Imi shemon okash, we could be talking about the Galil, where chamer is odif m'mashka. But anyway, the ratio, no matter what, I mean, how are you going to read it? It's kashel or refista. Amalekar Rav Chisda, well, I was talking about Tura de Karmanai. I mean, your mission is talking about regular Shvarim. Amalekar Rav Chisda, in general, Uchma is good Lamashche, Sumka is good Labisre, Chivra is good Laradia. Amalekar Rav Chisda, Uchma b'Chivra is Lakya. Yeah, that's talking about Tura de Karmanai, which is the best across the board. Mishana Darbana Zirvan Ishalach HaKam about whether it was a good net. The Asro, and he had been anyway drinking wine and ignoring the Nazirut, it doesn't matter. Monem Nish'ashin Adar. Nish'al HaKacham V'Yitiro. Talo Be'im Amu. Fresh and Tetzei V'Tereh Be'eder. Omer Be'Tilol Be'et Shammai. I mean, come on, guys, you're not going to argue about this, are you? Yatem Odim Be'zeh Shur Ekdesh Ta'ut She'Tetzei V'Tereh Be'eder. Omer Alem Be'et Shammai, if you're looking for dumb questions, we got one too. Yatem Odim Be'misha Ta'av V'Karala Chi Asiri. Ulasirita Shi'i, Ula Kadasar Asiri, Shumikudash, Amrula Betile, Loa Shevit Kitcho, Umailu Tavi, Niakata Shevit Ala Shminiva, Shemasa, Shemasa Klum, Ala Katov, Shikidesha Asiri, U Kidesha Tashiva da Kadasa. And obviously, Beit Shammai is leaving out all of their real arguments. They didn't really mean to learn it out from Maaser, they learned it out from Tzmura, like the Gemara says. They didn't really mean that this was a case of Hegdash Ta'ut at all, where the guy went and was Sheryl on the Lashon. There was no Nazirut. That's not Hegdash Ta'ut. That's, you used a long Lashon to be no there. What's that have to do with Hegdash Ta'ut? So they could have said that. And then they also could have told Beit Shammai that the Rav Papa, it's also missing, but he learned. They could have told Beit Hillel, whoever gave you the idea that we hold Hegdash Ta'ut is the issue here. It was talking about like what Papa said. Okay? So, there's really a lot missing, but it's okay. It's one of those mishnayos, like I mentioned to you before. It's not a big deal where people throw things back from the Ta'am Eichel. I try to bring it out to you, sometimes by a reductio ad absurdum. I mean, if you really are going to make that kind of mistake, so I'll ask you a kind of question too. You know, we throw things back and forth, each one according to the other one's for. I'm not going to tell you how to think. If you can't figure out what I'm saying, so I'll go down to your level, and we'll talk about it on your level.